Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. My name is Tatum Samia Iyomike. I am the CEO of Anchor Media and the host of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. Make sure that you like, subscribe, hit that notification bell, all the YouTube things, so that you don't miss when I post another video. All right, so let's talk. I've been a mom for a year and a half at this point. And I've actually never really talked about my birth story, and for reasons. But I talk a lot about it though in detail, just that whole journey, because it's a whole testimony in and of itself in my book. If you actually click the link in the description, you can be one of the first to find out when the book comes out. But it just made me just wanted to bring it on this platform as well and just tell you guys a little bit about like my whole wellness journey. I alluded to in other videos how like when I first became an entrepreneur that I just sacrificed basically my grocery budget for business coaching. And so with that, I ended up like, of course, over the years, just being so hyper-focused on business and not taking care of myself, gaining weight and things of that nature. And so my bad decisions and bad habits that I started continued. So when it came to, and we can just talk about like the postpartum aspect of the journey and get the book to read like all of the details. But after I had my son, I really realized just the importance of wellness. And it's actually one of my pillars to total life success that I talk about in the book. And these days we hear about like wellness in the sense of like fitness and looking a certain type of way, but my health scare really showed me how wellness is way more than weight loss, and wellness is way more than how you look. Like, everybody wants this same aesthetic, this little waist, big boobs, big bottom, the same thing. It's this funny meme on Facebook, and maybe we could find it and insert it, where it's like everybody wants the same two bodies. It's either like this, it's like this big like gorilla with no waist and big hips, and then it's like this ant that's super small with a big old backside. Like, this is how everybody wants to look. And so I was on that same thing too, because I was uncomfortable with my body from gaining weight over the last few years, and then getting pregnant just really exacerbated that. But it wasn't until my health scare that I realized that wellness is way more than weight. And what had happened was, towards the end of my pregnancy, I developed, gestational hypertension, which is pretty much high blood pressure while you're pregnant. And so the doctors told me that I was going to be induced within a week if I did not give birth naturally. Now, this was a blessing in the sense that this happened at like 38. Ish weeks pregnant, like 37, 38. So I was full term. I was at the end. So if I needed to be induced, like, it was not really a high risk for my baby not being fully developed. So I was like, okay, cool. I didn't want to get induced, but I was down for whatever was going to keep me and my son healthy. So I ended up getting induced. I didn't go into labor naturally. Ended up getting induced. He still wasn't listening. Which is funny because he still don't know, but he still wasn't listening. And so I ended up having to get a emergency C-section. Got a C-section. And then after that, because they say, you know, when the baby is gone, your blood pressure should regulate. After that, it didn't. And I was released to go home a few days later. I woke up one morning and my foot was literally 3 to 4 times its size. It was huge. I couldn't even put my shoe on. And I put a slide on to walk around the house. And even the slide, I was stretching out. My foot was so big. And I knew something was wrong. And I'm the type of person where I pay attention to my body and I need to be able to advocate for myself. And so, and I know that just even being a Black woman in America, you know, we just, the Black mortality rate is ridiculous and we just are not, we're just disproportionately affected by a lot of things in healthcare. And so I called labor and delivery. I knew something was wrong. And this wasn't just some postpartum swelling. I call labor and delivery. The nurse says to me, I tell her, look, my foot is huge. This is not okay. Like, what should I do? And she says, oh, it's normal postpartum swelling. Just put your feet up and sit down. I said, no, ma'am, this isn't normal anything. My foot is four times its size. I can't put my shoe on. This is not normal. So she tries to assure me, oh, yeah, you're fine. It's normal. It's going to go down. I say, I need my doctor to tell me that. So go find the doctor. She puts me on hold, goes and find a doctor. While I'm on hold, I had already had like a blood pressure cuff at home because I was monitoring myself towards the end of my pregnancy because, again, I like to know what's going on. So anything, equipment that I'm gonna have at home, I'm gonna figure it out so I can just make sure I'm good. So I had my cuff at home. And so I took my blood pressure while she had me on hold and it was high. She gets back on the phone and she says, oh, I can't pull a doctor right now. You're going to be fine. Sit down and put your feet up. I said, listen, ma'am, I just took my blood pressure. It's high and my foot is swollen. You're going to have to make sure somebody sees me or you're going to have to deal with me being in your office because I'm coming. And she was like, okay, hold on real quick. Put me on hold again. Go find the doctor, I guess. I don't know what she was doing. But she came back and says, okay, go back to labor and delivery. Cool. So I go back to labor and delivery. And because of the pandemic, of course, I had to leave my son at home. I was about to go by myself, but my mom ended up coming with me. And so I left the baby at home with my husband because I wanted at least one of us to be with the baby. He was only a few days old. And so my mom ended up coming with me to the hospital. And so I'm getting there. I'm praying. I got my Bible. I'm just like, God, I want to go home. I didn't want to stay. I wanted to go home. But they kept taking my pressure. It kept going up. So they had the little cuff on that was just on an automatic timer to go off every 15 minutes or so. And then they can see at the nurse's station what the numbers are. So my blood pressure just keeps going up. So they had to come in and give me like a one of those fast release pills to force it to go back down. So they gave me one of those, continued to monitor me. And they came in, they looked at my foot and the swelling and things that I had. And the nurse pretty much was just like, okay, we have to admit you because we think what you're dealing with here is postpartum preeclampsia. We can't, if you go home, they can't hold you hostage. But if you go home and your blood pressure continues to rise, preeclampsia just means pre-seizures. And we don't want you to get to the point where, you know, it develops into something even more severe. So I ended up getting admitted. They put me on a magnesium drip for 24 hours. I couldn't move, sitting in the bed, pumping every 2 hours because waiting for my milk to come in, trying to save up something to give to my son. At this point, I had maybe a little bit of milk pumped at home, but he was going to have formula. So I'm upset about that. I'm in the hospital. It was a lot. Long story short, I ended up going back home after a few days. So the process was 24 hours sitting in a bed on a magnesium drip. I could go the rest of my life without seeing Martin, and I love that show, but that's all that was on TV for that time. And it just takes me back to that place where Fresh Prince, Martin, and the Parkers was on rotation on BET early in the morning because I couldn't sleep. And so they end up rotating me. After that, they rotated me out on a few blood pressure medications. So then eventually they found one. I ended up going back home. After I got back home to my baby, I was so frustrated because this was the first time in my life I've had any health problems. Like, I've never had any surgeries besides my C-section. I never have had any health scares. I've always been a healthy person, always been super active. Like, I danced from high school all the way through college. So I was always very active, my diet wasn't always great, but I was so active, like it just balanced each other out. And so this was the first time in my life where I had a health concern. And this is where I really started to prioritize wellness over weight loss, because up until that point, all of my health goals were vain. You know, I was concerned about what size I wore, how I looked, but this was the first time where something I couldn't see was impacting my body, and it was very scary. And so what I did was I prayed, I went to God and I said, God, I am so sorry for not taking care of your temple. I am so sorry for just allowing this to happen. And you know, in quick disclaimer, preeclampsia, postpartum preeclampsia, gestational hypertension, all of these things are not always a result of the actions of the person. So I don't even want that to be assumed that that's what I'm saying. Me personally, I had bad habits that I'm sure put me at a higher risk for these issues. Even being at a certain BMI puts you at a certain risk for certain things. So my risk factor for what was going on with me, my habits played a part in that. I was not taking care of myself. And so I went to God for forgiveness for not taking care of my body. And I made a commitment to take better care of this vehicle he's entrusted me with. I only get one. And so at that time, that's when I really started my wellness journey. And I bought this book, and it's in my Amazon store, that's all about like natural remedies. Anything you can think of under the sun, it's a remedy for it. So I started studying medical journals. I had this book, and my focus and my prayer to God was, God, I want to get off of this medication. I am too young to be on medication. This is not a genetic issue that I'm having. This is something that can be solved through my actions. And so I just pray for God to meet me with my efforts. And to make a long story short, that's when I really started prioritizing my wellness. I started taking supplements. I started really focusing on heart health. So I was juicing a lot at that time. If you guys follow me on Instagram, you saw me doing that. Juicing a lot during that time, drinking smoothies, taking supplements and vitamins and things that were specific to heart health. I started exercising 3 times a week, not even just for weight loss. This was just to get my heart pumping and work that muscle so that I can, you know, just get to a healthy state. And within 4 months, I got off the medication. Nothing in me was comfortable taking medication every day. 6 o'clock was the time I took it, and I hated that time. I still get a little like sting if I look at the clock and it's 6 o'clock because of that. And so working with my cardiologist, and I thank God that I had a doctor who understood my goal was to get off of medication, and they let me know, you know, what I could do in order to do that and didn't just push pills on me. And so working with my cardiologist, at first I was able to go down to a half a pill, then I was able to get off the pill, and now I've been off medication for a minute. I was on it for 4 months total. And during that time, I would take my pressure twice a day. If at any point it spiked, I would like, okay, what did I eat? So let me eliminate this from my diet. What did I season my food with? So I just started being a lot more intentional about this vessel that God had blessed me with. And so I'm very passionate about that. If you guys follow me on Instagram, you'll see like I'm always cooking things from scratch for my son, because the food industry just has so many preservatives and carcinogens and all of these things in our food. Like the FDA approves a lot of chemicals that kill us. And even as an African-American woman, historically, our diets are horrible because we ate what we had access to initially, and we made it taste real good. But, you know, those generational eating habits are contributing to the habits that we have today. So I had to really like relearn a lot of what I knew. I couldn't be seasoning stuff up the way my grandmother was. So I had to put the Lowry's away, the seasoned salt away, start playing with different herbs and other spices and things of that nature, just started eating organic. So at least most of the chemicals that the FDA allows are in the food that I'm eating. I just got so into nutrition. And the weight loss is going to come. Of course, it's something that's still a priority to me, because when you're at a certain BMI, of course, you decrease your risk factor for certain diseases and things of that nature. But for me, it's been just so urgent for me to make sure I'm taking care of myself. And the kicker of this whole journey of mine, where I really just had to praise God, was me and my husband got new life insurance policies. And so, of course, with that comes a physical. And I was like dreading it. I was nervous and anxious about it because I didn't want to mess up my kids' legacy because of my poor choices, right? And my husband, he's always been a very active guy, and his diet ain't the best, but he's a very active guy nonetheless. But I was like, oh, I'm gonna, you know, hold back my legacy because of my bad choices. So we ended up getting these life insurance policies, and we did the physical. Guess what, y'all? They called me and say, Miss Harrison, because child just changed my last name, but that's a whole story for another day. So they say, Miss Harrison, great news. Your physical came back great. You're approved for the best policy that we have. And they sent over all of like the blood work. So they have like the ranges of what's like normal. All of my stuff was extraordinary. Better than my husband's. My competitive side came out because I was like, boom, you be doing all this jogging, but I'm healthier than you. But so I got approved for the best. And that phrase is one I would never forget because I believe that God genuinely met me with my effort. And that prayer I prayed at the beginning of the journey for him to meet me at my effort, he did. And he's super, see, I just wanted to get off the pills. Not only did I get off the pills, but I was able to get a policy that's going to set my son and my future children up for success. One that's also going to benefit me because it's a great policy that we can pull from and use while we're still alive. So I'm just grateful. I have a link to my website where I'm sharing some of the products I still currently use to just help me stay alert and healthy and really fuel my body for the things that God has called me to do. The company that I love is called Modere, and they have all clean products. So even the packaging and things are clean. The products are clean, free of all of the foolishness that is approved to be in a lot of our food, as well as supplements. And so one of the ones I love is the creamer, and I'm a coffee drinker. If you're a tea drinker and you like cream or something like that in your tea, this will be good too for you. But I put the cream in my coffee. It improves brain function, focus, mood, all of the things. So I start my day with that. And they have a coffee too. I like my Starbucks blonde roast. So I sometimes use my regular K-cups that I like, and sometimes I'll use their coffee. But I always use the creamer. And I'll even put in the creamer that I use, the regular creamer that I like. I'll put that in there as well. And that's how I start my day. I take the liquid collagen. I'm getting older. Pushing 30. And as we get older, our collagen production starts to go down. And so I'm able to take the collagen in liquid format to give my joint health and my bones where they need to be. As I'm up and down, I'm working out because I am trying to lose weight. So I'm working out, bending down, picking my son up, doing all of these different things. It just helps my body and my joints to stay healthy. I also love this product called Trim. It tastes like chocolate pudding, and it's literally like a tablespoon a day. So that's my routine. When I'm getting my son's breakfast together, I'll make my coffee. While his stuff is warming up, I'll take the liquid collagen, drink that, just a tablespoon. I'll take the Trim, drink that. His stuff is ready, and we started our day. Took me no time to do, but I'm fueling my body to have a productive day internally, as well as how I'm going out and doing all of the things that God has called me to do. So the link is in the description of both the book I talked about of natural remedies, as well as to my website where I'm listing out the Modere products that I love. If you guys have any questions about any of the products, you can put those in the comments and I'll be happy to answer them for you. Oh, and if you want to try any of the products, I got a discount code. So we'll enter the code right here where you can get $10 off your order. The domain is tatumtamia.com/wellness. Again, it's going to be linked right here to make it easier for you guys. Thank you so much for watching another video. Get your Busy Producing Wealth sweatshirt at blessedandbossedup.com. Don't forget to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so that you don't miss when I post another video.